I'm here at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden with Janet Marinelli. She's the editor of a book called Invasive Plants, Weeds of the Global Garden. Now, Janet, you identify about 300 non-native plants that are taking over natural areas in this country. How does this happen?
Basically, what invasive plants do is they escape from a cultivated area like a garden or a park, and they manage to get in various ways to a disturbed environment like a roadside or an old agricultural field that's reverting back to forest. And then the most invasive plants then go one step further, and they actually get into fairly pristine natural habitats, and they start causing all kinds of problems. They outcompete the native plants, the native trees, the native shrubs, the native wildflowers. That then causes a series of cascading problems, and it reduces food and shelter for the wildlife that depend on those plants. The worst invasives fundamentally change the ecosystem that they've invaded.
Now, the thing that was most shocking to me about this is that some of these plants are growing in my front yard. I mean, things like English ivy, bachelor's buttons. And I wondered, how much of a role have gardeners played in this problem?
Gardeners have played a surprisingly large role in the introduction and spread of invasive species. We discovered that about half of the invasive species currently invading and degrading natural habitats were introduced for horticultural use. This was really a big surprise and a big shock for us, because the conventional thinking, at least in gardening circles, had been that most invasive plants got here unintentionally in agricultural seed stock, say, or even on the bottom of somebody's shoes.
So how serious is this problem?
Invasive plants are almost universally considered one of the top two threats to plant life, native plant life, all around the planet. A growing number of scientists consider them the number one threat to native plant life. And the reasoning behind that is that you can preserve the habitat by preventing development, but that doesn't mean you're going to save the native plants and animals if these invasive species start moving in and wreaking havoc in these habitats.
Now, we're actually standing next to an invasive plant that's growing right here in the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. Could you tell us a little bit about this plant?
This guy just starting to poke through the soil here now is purple loosestrife, which is known by botanists as Lithrum salicaria. Just about every gardener has seen purple loosestrife. Many probably grow them, but nobody should grow them. And if they are in your yard and you live in a temperate area of the country, you should really take it out.
So for those of us who may have plants like this in our garden, what other things should we be doing?
I think it's really important for gardeners to educate themselves about which plants are invasive problems in their areas. And probably the best indicator that we have right now about a plant's potential invasiveness is whether or not it's become invasive in a similar habitat somewhere around the world. And so if an Australian plant, for example, has become a known invasive problem, then there's a really good chance that it can do so in the Mediterranean climates in California. So it's not a very good idea at all to bring that plant into the United States.
Well, the last thing I'd like to ask you is, why is this something that you care about so much?
I really like it that habitats are so different according to the region. You can be in the Northeast, say, in the fall and see all the spectacular foliage color and the forests that are native here, and then go out to California and be in an arid environment with cacti and succulents. It's totally different. And I really fear that if the entire planet in the coming century or so is suddenly taken over by a relatively few number of very aggressive and invasive plants, that life on Earth will have been drastically homogenized. It'll be a much, much less interesting and less lovely place to live.
Janet Marinelli is the editor of Invasive Plants, Weeds of the Global Garden, published by the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Brooklyn, New York.